Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone, and welcome to the greatest film and TV quiz of the world, the show where members of the public attempt to beat the greatest film and TV quizzers who have ever walked the planet, David Jonathan Edwards. What he doesn't know about film and TV isn't worth knowing. He's a genius. Right, now, let's meet this week's contestant. Bryn Evans from
Stoke-on-Trent.
Stoke-on-Trent, lovely to have you here. You're here to play the greatest film and TV quizzer in the world, David Edwards, otherwise known as the Quizzard. Lovely round of applause from the audience there. So, you're Bryn Evans, yes?
I am, yes.
Why did you want to get involved, Bryn?
I think David's a bit too big for his boots, to be honest.
Yes.
And he's bringing down a peg or two.
And so, Bryn, you're currently studying in Kiel, that's a guess?
That's right, yeah.
Correct. What exactly are you studying, Bryn?
The most boring subject known to man.
Okay, so we will move on. Yeah. Well, I wish you the very best of luck. And without further ado, let's meet the man that this game show is named after. I've said it before, I'll say it again. He's the greatest film and TV quiz that ever won a planet. He's never, ever, 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 ever lost a quiz when it comes to film and TV in his entire life. It's David Edwards!
Thank you for the intro.
That's a lovely round of applause. There's a lovely round of applause, wasn't it, David?
Oh, fantastic. Just beautiful acoustics making love to my eardrums. I love
the applause. I hardly gave Bryn anything.
No.
Bryn, you noticed that, did you, Bryn?
No, well, disrespectful from the off. It's typical of the man.
Well, this is David's audience. They absolutely love him, don't they? They love you, don't they, David? Now, that entire second row, members of your family, who are they? Could you point them out and tell us who they are?
That is my father. Next to him is my brother, sister, niece, nephew.
Who are those five women that look the same?
Five women that look the same, they are my five aunties. Simple as that. My
and their dad. Their names are?
Pam, Joan, Samantha, Beverly.
Sure.
And, Helen.
Helen. And what are their names again, just to clarify?
Not a problem. Helen, Joan, Beverly. So you got Joan and Beverly, they're important. But the other two...
They're looking at you, David. They're waving. Anyway, let's move on. So so how are you feeling? You confident? You think you're going to whip Bryn's ass?
I don't mean it in a nasty way, but yes.
Yes.
I don't mean in a confrontational way, but I feel very confident. I feel like, who's that Tyson Fury? You know, when he goes to Las Vegas, I've got that kind of energy about
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. So, David, if you'd like to climb into your quiz pod, up the steps, if you'd like to go up the steps.
Here we go, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Bryn will be answering the questions from the studio floor, as always.
Lovely.
David opens the door, steps into his quiz pod.
Snug as a bug
in a rug. And here are the rules, Bryn and David. I'm going to ask David a question about film or TV. If he answers that question correctly, he's awarded a point and control of the next question. If he answers it incorrectly, the questions are passed over to your competitor, Bryn. And if either of you answer 3 questions correctly in a row, you're awarded a bonus of 5 points. The contestants with the most points at the end of the show is crowned the winner, but it's going to be David because he's never, ever, 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 ever lost a quiz when it comes to film and TV. Are we ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
Let's hit the sting. Wonderful stuff. Okay, David, Jonathan, Lionel, Edwards, your first question for 1 point. Which 1985 film directed by Joel Schumacher centres around 7 Georgetown graduates?
Flatliners.
Incorrect.
No. Nice, that one, Lane.
Wow.
Oh,
No, I'm not interested. Not interested, mate.
Oh, dear.
Listen to your aunties. The looks on their face.
Forgotten.
Bryn, you're not going to get a point, but do you know the answer?
I'm afraid I don't know.
The answer is St. Elmo's Fire, but you take control. You take control of the questions, Bryn. Okay, first round, second question. Who starred as Donnie Darko in the film of the same name, please?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
1 point. Wow! 1 point.
All right, fair enough.
He's gone ahead in the quizard. So the quizard sat in his quiz pod above Bryn. How you feeling, Quizard?
Not happy. Want to get back to being on top.
But you're obviously very confident.
I'm still very confident, yeah. I mean, this is very early.
Yeah.
Early days.
And Bryn, how are you feeling going 1 point into the lead?
Yeah, I'm pleased. He looks rattled, I think.
I think he does look a bit rattled, but yeah. You are a bit rattled, are you?
I am a little. I should have got that one right.
Why don't you fire a laser beam at Bryn's groin?
Do you mind?
Yeah.
Hell,
go for
quite
it.
Therapeutic.
Go for it.
There we go. Have some of that.
Wow. Right in the centre of his groin. Third question of the first round for Bryn. It's 1 point in the lead. In which country was El Dorado set?
The BBC.
The BBC soap opera Spain. El Dorado.
Spain.
2 points. 2 points.
Oh my God.
You've got
looking good.
Bryn moves into a 2-point lead. But remember, everyone, David Edwards has never, ever, ever lost a quiz when it comes to film and TV. It's the 4th question of the first round. Bryn, who created and wrote the political drama The West Wing?
Don't know.
He doesn't know. Ooh. The audience enjoyed Bryn getting it wrong. David takes control of the questions. It was Aaron Sorkin. The answer was Aaron Sorkin. 2 points to nil. David takes control. David, in Friends, what was the name of Ross's pet monkey?
Marcel.
Yeah!
Thank God! I'm back.
Oh, wow. So we get to the end of the first round. It's 2 points to Bryn and 1 point to the Quizzard. Wow, David, how are you feeling? That must be a nice feeling to get that 1 point under your belt.
Victory is still in my sight. It hasn't been ripped from
my
cause quite
yet. Could you sing a quick song? Could you sing a quick song called "Victory is Still in My Sight"? And can it be some kind of hip hop song?
Victory, victory is in my sights. Victory is in my eyeball sights.
Okay, what do you make of that, Bryn?
I'm glad to be in front. I've got a pouch of half-time oranges.
Oh, lovely. For the listeners at home, Bryn's got, like he said, a little orange bag, netted bag of oranges.
Nibble away at them, rehydrate, push on for the next set of questions.
Very wise.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to Bryn. He's eating an orange now. Listen to that. It's very, very juicy orange. And it's dribbling down his chin. Okay, we're into the second round. It's 2-1 to Bryn. David has control, remember. Okay. First question, second round. The film director Frank Capra, famous for It's a Wonderful Life, was born in which Mediterranean country, David?
Oh, dear. Which Mediterranean country? I don't know that one. I didn't even know Frank Capra. I thought he was American through and through, a proper...
I'm going to have to push you. Which Mediterranean country? You've got 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Nothing's there. I can't think
at
all.
We might as well guess, Quizard. This is unlike you.
I know.
Okay, forget France. It. He's not... Sorry? No. The answer is Italy.
I was about to say that.
Face on the Quizard.
I was literally about to say Italy. What a nightmare.
Okay, don't worry, because we know you've never ever lost a game, a quiz match when it comes to film and TV. So we're full of confidence.
Right.
Bryn's waiting patiently underneath the quiz pod as it hovers 3 foot above his head. Okay, ready, Bryn?
I'm ready.
Second question. Second round. Which film is this movie quote from? You can't handle the truth.
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men.
Goodness me.
3-1 to Bryn. Again, I'm not worried. I'm not worried. The Quizard's been here before, but he always wins. But Bryn, how are you feeling?
It's nice to see the man so rattled, really.
Yeah.
I've come in here with a game plan. Exploit his opponents, bring him down a few pegs. It's working perfectly.
I don't think he likes you, David.
I don't think so either. No one likes a winner, I guess. Simple as that.
Why aren't you being arrogant? That's what you're known for. Couldn't we hear you being arrogant? Maybe you could abuse Bryn quickly?
I would say, you know, just enjoy the very short space of time you're going to have sniffing around the throne. But things are going to turn equilibrium. Mother Nature's going to get involved.
Okay.
And things are going to balance out. I'll be on top.
Third question, second round for Bryn. Three points to one in the lead. In which film was this the opening line? Chapter 1, he adored New York City. He idolised it, all out of proportion. No, make that, he romanticised it, all out of proportion. Better.
I'm going to have to guess. It's like A Wonderful Life.
Incorrect, Manhattan. It was Manhattan. David, you take control. You're 3-1 behind.
Here we go.
Oh, let's see. Can we hear one of your sniggers, David, when you feel like you're about to win? Can we hear one of your famous... Can we hear that again?
So like a strangled duck.
Bit louder for the audience at home, David. Okay. 3-1 in the lead. Fourth question, second round. You really need these two, David. You really do.
I know.
In the police time travel drama Life on Mars, who played the role of Sam Tyler?
John Sims.
Oh, he's done it. He's got a point. That's 3-2.
Here we go.
Fire a laser beam at Bryn's groin, please, David.
How's this? Just on the side of your scrotum. Have some of that.
Just clip the testy. Wonderful.
Oh, okay. Just a little reminder who's in charge.
Okay. Final question of the second round. If you get this, level pegging. This is a big question. You need this, David, because you'll have control of the board. Control of the questions going into the final round. Here we go. This character from the Fast Show would usually end his sketch with the phrase, "Which was nice." What's the character called, please?
Oh, God. Oh, no. What a nightmare. Which was nice. Yeah, it's the guy in the kitchen cutting the stuff up from Harry Potter. I can't remember his name at all.
Not going to guess.
I didn't even know he had the character had a name, really.
This is very unlike you, Quizzard. Are you all right? Have you had a migraine recently? Why are you behaving like
this? I feel one coming on. I didn't when I started, but...
Can we have his name, please?
Yeah, I mean, I just...
Can we have his name, please, Quizzard?
Is it as simple as something like... Which was nice character? Is it something like that? It's almost just like, which was nice?
What's your final answer?
His
name was Patrick Nice. Patrick.
Oh my gosh,
Nice.
You never knew
so
that at all.
The end of the second round. It's 3-2 to Bryn. But more importantly, Bryn takes control. And in the final round, it's double points.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, Bryn, there's a little pork pie on the table in front of you. If you want to have a little chomp of that, we always have a pork pie available for our contestants.
Mix it up, bit of fruit for the first break, some bit of fat.
Pork pie, exactly.
Pump me up, more power.
Yeah. David, do you want to slag off Bryn? You're 3 points to 2 behind.
It's more constructive, really, which is that when you're eating your pork pie, if you just sort of close the mouth, you're just spraying it a bit and making a bit of too much sound. It's not being rude. I'm just giving you a helpful tip.
It's very tense in the studio this week. My word. Okay, we're moving into the final round. David has never, just a reminder, David has never, ever, 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 ever lost a film and TV quiz. But he's losing 3-2 at the moment. First question for Bryn. When she left the programme, Coronation Street, on Christmas Day 1987, who sang "Wish Me Luck As You Wave Me Goodbye" in The Rover's Return? Benefit of the listeners at home, Bryn is holding his chin very thoughtfully.
knows he needs this. He knows he needs it.
I can't get it. I don't know it.
Okay. The answer is Hilda Ogden. Hilda Ogden, David, you take control. You're three.
Okay, let's see what happens. And it's two. Come on.
If you get this, you go into the lead. You're losing 3-2 at the moment, but it's double your points in the final round. Okay, listen to the audience. Absolute tenterhooks. Your aunties are loving the tension, David.
They're big fans. They're very passionate about my growth in the quiz world.
Okay. Second question, the final round. Katharine Hepburn, David, won an Academy Award when aged 74 for her role in which film?
Oh, God. It's not...
Again, for the benefit of the listeners at home, David had his forehead cradled in his wonderful left hand.
Was it Ordinary People?
I don't want questions. I want answers.
Sorry. It was Ordinary... It was Ordinary... Oh, God, I should know this.
You really need this, David, because if Bryn gets the next one, he's well ahead. And Bryn knows that as well. Bryn's actually thrown you the bird. And he's eating an orange. Bryn's looking very confident below your quiz box.
It came out in 1972.
Can we have the answer? No, she was 74 when she won this. When she won the Academy Award, for a role in which film? I'm going to have to push you, David. All right, that's it. What's your answer?
Ordinary People, but I think that's wrong.
Right. Goldie Pond.
Swearing
in the studio. He's swearing. This is a daytime show, mate.
I saw a Jane Fonda documentary literally a few weeks ago.
I'm not interested, mate.
Oh, God.
So David, the Quizzard is losing 3-2. Again, I'm not that bothered because he's always won. So he'll find a way of winning this. Don't you worry about that. Okay.
I can still turn around.
Bryn's shaking his head. He's feeling confident. So, Bryn, third question. There are three questions left. It's 3 points to Bryn, 2 points to David. Here we go. Third question. What's the name of the skyscraper in Die Hard?
It's a Japanese tower of some sort. I'm going to guess.
Look at David. Look at the Quizzard's face.
I'm going to have to guess here. Is it the Nakatomi Tower?
Incorrect. It's the Nakatomi Plaza.
Well remembered, though. I've got the Chinese name.
Well, sort of. This is incredible stuff. So, David, it's 3-2. There are two questions left. You get 2 points for... you get 2 points for an answer. There are two questions left. Good luck with this one, mate.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yep.
The audience is a real hubbub.
Just to warn you, David, one of the aunties that you forgot, Aunt Pam, is making eyes at me.
Oh, what'd you make of that?
Well, I am more than happy to feed you some scraps from my table of a feast. Do you know what I mean? I think you get on well with her. She's a very reliable lady.
I could be part of your family.
David, why not?
David, there's a lever to your right-hand side. If you pull it, it's going to unload a ton of cowpats onto Bryn's head. It's up to you whether you want to pull it or not.
I will do it, that's okay. Just before the final question, just
feel
to boost
free.
My confidence, so that's all right, Bryn. Have some of this. There we go. Give me a boost. I feel better about myself.
Okay, here we go. What is the name of Quint's shark hunting boat in Jaws?
Oh, God. This is all stuff I should know. It's a disaster. Oh. No, it's just not in my head at all. I mean, I should know that. That's just ridiculous.
Well.
No, it's just not there. I should know that. I really should.
He's never, ever lost a film and TV quiz, ever.
I really should know that.
I'm going to ask you again. It's a massive film in the from the 70s. It's called Jaws.
Yeah.
What is the name of Quint's shark-hunting boat?
Oh, I can't remember it at all. I remember they brought out the model. They were selling it in the shops. No, I can't remember that one at all.
Okay.
What is it?
The answer is the Orca.
Oh, for God's sake. That's very painful, that is.
Wow, 3-2 down. So we get
to the
final question, and Bryn, this is for you. If you get it right, you've won.
Final one.
This is the final question. If Bryn gets it right, he's won. If he gets it wrong, it's passed over to you as it's the final question.
Oh, well, okay.
Sit tight.
Bryn, Strictly Come Dancing first aired in which year? If you get this right, you've beaten the greatest ever film and TV quizzer to walk the planet. If you get it wrong, it's passed over to David. David, do you think you know? If you get this right, David, if Bryn gets it wrong, you get it right, you've snatched victory.
Right, okay.
Okay, so Bryn's thinking.
I'm going to have a punt.
Bryn's... He's going for it. This is quite an extraordinary moment. Here we go.
2007.
Wrong. Okay, now. Here we go. If you get this right, David, you retain your crown. And you are wearing a crown, and rightly so.
I am. And it's not going anywhere. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I would say... I'd say it's near 2007. That's what I was kind of looking at. I'd... 2004?
He's done it! He's done it! He's won!
Back on top.
Well,
along.
Shoot some bullets at Bryn.
Oh, absolutely.
Get some hats on him.
You've never
ever lost a TV and film quiz, David. How do you do it?
I don't know. I literally just pluck the answers out of the air. They're just there in front of me.
How on earth did you know that Strictly Come Dancing first aired in 2004? How do you know shit like that?
I just, it was almost maths. I thought to myself, it's longer than a decade. And I did the maths. I thought about Proust's foresight.
Not what you said. You said Proust's foresight.
David Hines.
No, you're quite... Forsyth.
Yes.
There we go.
Bryn, how are you feeling?
Well, you know, knowing that David is the superior quizzer, I came in with a game plan.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, as a Stoke fan, I adopted the Tony Pulis method of quizzing.
Yes.
Which was, you know, to try and destroy the game.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not worked for me today.
Yeah. Are you a little bit in awe of his film and TV brain?
Yeah, I think, you know, for such a good quizzer, it's embarrassing that he needs to resort to the cow parts and laser beam tactics, really.
Whoa, he's having a little dig there.
But, you know,
put some more cowpats on his head, mate. Dump. Here we go. Go on, David. Pull the lever.
What? Just one more, if that's all right. Just a bit more cow defecation. Just
wow.
One. Some of that. There we
go. Lovely stuff.
Get it from here.
Well, thank you so much, Bryn, for getting involved. I mean, I never thought you stood a chance. I mean, you know, halfway through, it was looking pretty good for you, but not really, mate.
I mean, good effort.
David's just climbing down the stairs. David's just climbing down the stairs from the quiz board, shutting the door behind him.
Did you go waving to the crowds, blowing kisses to my aunties?
Any final words to David, Bryn, anything at all?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to lots of Sunday dinners, Christmas dinner, when I join his family, when the lovely aunt Pam hooks up with
him. He's shagging your auntie.
Yeah.
Wow.
You might be. I'll introduce you to Auntie Pam at the end in the green room and see how you go, basically. She's a bit of a Daily Mail reader.
Do you mind that he's now sleeping with a member of your family? You happy with that, Quizzard?
If it literally happened today, I'd say that's too early and I'd probably turn the lights on and off.
You need to be a little bit more arrogant and aggressive, please, Quizzard. Can you throw him a volley of abuse like a hooligan, please?
You're going to leave this place a loser, mate. Simple as that. You are leaving this place without your cock and ball between your legs. In a jar on my top shelf in my bedroom.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Quizzard. It's wonderful to watch you at work. Completely unbeaten. Always unbeaten. No one's ever going to beat you. And Bryn, lovely. Great effort. But ultimately... a failure. Thank you for watching the film and TV, the greatest film and TV quizzer in the world. And we'll see you next week on the third episode. Bye bye, everybody.
Thanks, Bryn. Thank you. And see ya.
Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.